Well, here we are, 30X's day 5. Today we're going to learn about the point of power and where we actually get real results in life. You know, it's real interesting over the last 4 days, having gone through a lot of what we're learning and, you know, for me, planning out the next 25 days, it's real interesting to see how people can change their life so dramatically just by changing their thoughts, just by changing the way they view the world, changing the way they approach life. If you approach life in a negative way, of course you're going to end up with negative results. You approach life in a growth-minded, positive, optimistic-oriented way and take action to back it up, of course your life's going to change. So I'm hoping that 30X has got people that are already on that path. But if you're not already on that path and you're starting to move there, fantastic. Let's keep the direction going. For those of you that are already on the path, let's speed it up. Today, we're going to learn about above and below the point. Now, what does this mean? What we're looking at here is how do people actually view the way that the world is working around them? How do people actually get to a point where they're in a success mindset on a day in and day out basis? Now, I teach this stuff in business, but I also teach it in life because from a life perspective, if you're not playing above this point, you're going to be getting negative results. If you play the below the point, results don't come. And the reason I say this is pretty simple. See, in life, if you want to be in power, be in a power situation where you're powerful, getting results, and I don't mean powerful above others, I just mean powerful as in you're getting the results you want for your life. You're getting the results. You're doing great work. Things are just moving in the right direction. Well, the key to being in power is having clarity. Clarity leads to power, being clear on what I'm doing, where I'm doing it, how I'm doing it, why I'm doing it. Absolute clarity leads to a power position for you. If you're operating from a position of confusion, operating from a position of not really knowing what you're doing, then it's very difficult to be in a powerful situation or to be in power mode where you're powering through things and getting everything done and getting the world working in your favor. So what we want to do today is create more of that and help you get clarity on how things work real well and how when you play above this point, you get amazing results. To do that, though, we've got to clear up a couple of things. Firstly, if you know any teenagers in your life or you are a teenager and you've learned these two words, I know. Now, let me rephrase because I was a teenager at some point and I really didn't think, I don't know, maybe about 25, I realized my parents weren't quite as crazy as I thought they were. And maybe they did know a thing or two. See, as a teenager, my favorite two words were, I know. And Dad would tell me something like, I know, Dad, I know, I already know, you know. And I've worked out that over life, when you go into a position of I know, saying that you already know something, what you're doing is removing any concept or any ability to learn something new. So we got to cross out those words, get rid of the I know factor, and change it for these three words. Isn't that interesting? Remove I know, change it for isn't that interesting? Because here's the thing. When we go into a situation trying to prove right, wrong, we miss the whole point. See, life works in threes, okay? That's the bare minimum that it works in. You know, up, down, center, left, right, middle. You know, hot, cold, warm. Things become relative. There's very rarely is there a right, wrong situation in certain things. Now, I know there's moral, but we're talking about day-to-day life. Trying to be right leads you to being righteous and instead of being flexible. If you want real success, there's got to be a flexibility in what you're doing. If you want real success, you got to be willing to take other people's points of view and move with that. Because if you go into I know, then there is no ability for you to learn from there. You've cut off all ability to learn new things. And so our goal of getting into a power situation is having that flexibility of knowing that we can shift, knowing that we can change, knowing that we can adapt if the market shifts, knowing we can adapt if relationships change, knowing we can adapt to different groups, different scenarios. And that's where I think the words isn't that interesting leads me to, like if I'm sitting with someone and we're talking about something and I go, well, that's just wrong. Well, I've cut off any chance of me learning. Okay. Whereas if I say, oh, isn't that interesting? You know, now I've got an ability to learn. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm just saying, oh, that's really interesting. You know, and therefore I'm capable now of learning more. So remove those two words, I know, out of your vocabulary and start to move into an isn't that interesting mindset. Flexible, able to change, able to learn. Now, above and below the point, let's take a look at it. 3 points below the point of power and 3 things above the point of power. Below, you've made your own bed. Blame, excuse, denial. Okay? So we're going to go through these three in different levels so that we can understand how one of these could be tripping you up in certain areas of life, or how it could be tripping someone else up that you know. Denial. Let's start right down at the bottom here. Denial is where you don't even acknowledge a situation exists. You know, The hardest thing to fix is a situation you're not even willing to admit exists. If you're in denial about your finances, denial about your health, denial about relationships, if you're not even willing to admit that you're not taking care of your finances, we can't fix it. If you're not willing to admit that you're not even taking care of your body, then we can't fix it. If you're not willing to admit these things, if you're in denial about it, even though at some level you know it's true, like at some level you realize, you know what, I probably am not taking as good a care of myself as I could be. At some level you know that to be true, but what happens is people go into a state called denial. Denial is a much safer space than admitting to be true. Denial means I don't actually have to do anything about it. And I read a great book once called Denial is Not a River in Egypt. Yeah, kind of a joke play of it, but the interesting thing about the book is it talks about how we get into that state called denial. It's a gradual thing. It's rarely a, well, you know, I woke up one day and I put on 100 pounds. It's just, I woke up one day and I was like a bit more. I woke up one day and I was less taking care of my finances and less and less and less. It's a gradual thing till eventually we just actually have to go, you know what, do I want to deal with that? Nope. I'm just going to put that in the denial box. I'm going to put it over there. I'm not going to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have to deal with that. Reality is that if we put certain things into the denial box, we actually have to pull them out and start dealing with them, because the way the world works is really, really simple. Anything that we put to the side and say, okay, I don't want to deal with that, it's going to come back and bite us at some point, okay? So part of your homework tonight is look at, is there one or two areas that you've put in the denial box? Now, sometimes it's easier to recognize how others are using the denial box. You know, you can look around at family members or friends or colleagues and say, oh, they're using the denial box. They're in denial about this. Okay, and maybe by looking at it from others, you can start to see some of the things in your life where, hey, maybe I do need to actually confront a couple of areas of my life. Maybe I do need to actually look at that and make some changes. Maybe it's your relationships. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's the way you treat other people. Maybe it's the way you treat yourself. You know, the fact that you communicate to yourself negatively. Remember this simple statement. It's what you say to yourself about yourself when you're by yourself that matters the most. So once we realize that we're in denial about a situation, it's okay. Now we know we're going to take action on it. We're moving forward with it. Second one below the line, excuses. Now, listen, reality of life. We can have reasons, excuses. We can come up with all sorts of excuses of why we are. Very simple statement that I want you to understand, and that is this. When you give up all your excuses, then you start to succeed. You know, all of the excuses that we can find in the world, don't have enough time, don't have enough resources, too old, too young, too this, too whatever. I remember when I first went into business, you know, here I am, this young teenager trying to do business in my early 20s, teaching people business. And people are like, well, don't you think you're too young for this? No, youth is power, dude. Youth gives me the power to be flexible. There's so many different ways to put things. But if you're finding, and you know that you've got one or two top excuses, you know, I know that people have certain excuses that are like their go-to reasons for not doing things. You got to start watching your languaging, watching yourself, and start picking up where is it that I'm using excuses? Where am I doing it? Am I doing it at home? Am I doing it at work? Am I doing it with certain people in certain situations? You know, when people ask me to go do something, it's like, that great movie, Always Saying Yes, I think Jim Carrey was in it. It was a lot of fun, a funny movie, but it's kind of a simple philosophy of, hey, if someone asks you to go and do something that's kind of fun and could be an adventure, just say yes. Stop using excuses to not do things and to keep yourself, well, let's be blunt. Most people use excuses to keep themselves safe. They use excuses to keep themselves from having to try something new, having to do something different, having to make change. So you think about the excuses that you're using on a regular basis. And again, just pick one or two. Like maybe there's one area you're in denial about a bit more than others. Maybe there's one area where you're using excuses a bit more often than other times. And hey, let's get it fixed. Let's make sure that we've got it fixed and start working on it. Again, over life, you're going to find different excuses that you use, and it's about you picking it up. It's not about being perfect. It's not about always being above the point. What it's about is about you picking it and recognizing it and saying, hey, I need to shift there. I'm using that excuse. I just caught myself using the excuse. I need to make change. Okay? Third one below the point, blame. Now, this one, dang, this one's a real challenge in life because what happens is it starts to destroy relationships. It starts to destroy trust. Okay? Excuses, yeah, it can definitely do that, but blame does it on a high degree. If you're blaming other people for the situation in your life, now, this can be two fronts. One way people use blame is that they allocate blame for specific situations, okay? So, well, it's my brother's fault I didn't get that done, or it's their fault they didn't give me the information, or it's that, okay? If you're doing that, we gotta stop, okay? That one's a simple, easy one to stop and just say, hey, listen, yep, you're right, I made a mistake, I gotta fix it, I'll come fix it, okay? Second one is the globalized blame. Now, this one's a lot harder for us to fix as human beings, but it still can be fixed, and it can be fixed real easy if you want to make the decision to, okay? So here's like a globalized blame. Well, you know, I would do better, but I was born into a poor neighborhood, and therefore that's just where I'm at. I'm blaming my history, or I'm blaming my family. Well, you know, it's my family situation. We've always had that. Or, you know, I was born short, so I can't possibly achieve all that. Or I was born tall, I can't do that sort of thing. Or, you know, blaming just a global, generalized statement. See, if I can just touch on generalizing globalizations just for a little bit, this is a way that human beings have an innate ability to not take responsibility for stuff. Well, you know, well, all the time, or everyone does this. And I watch people's languaging around this real clear, because when you are the person that has that over-exaggeration mentality, well, every single time I've done it, this happened. Well, every single time? Well, no, just, okay. So we need to get to away from that over-generalizing and allocating blame to a situation, to a thing, to a person, to stuff we can't change. You know, blaming others, coming up with excuses, living in denial, these are all three points that are below, these are all three that are below the point of power. Using this level of behavior, the denial behavior of not even seeing it, the excuse behavior of making sure that you've always got a reason why you didn't do it, the blame behavior of always finding it to be someone else's fault. In fact, just do an activity with me here for a second. Point at the video. Point at me, okay? See, if you're pointing at someone, one finger's pointing at them, three fingers pointing back at you, and one up to the universe, or God, however you want to term that, you know? But every time you blame someone else, there's three fingers pointing right back at you. So just remember that one at all times. The reason I bring these three points up is these three behaviors are the three biggest killers of human success. These three behaviors stop people performing at high levels. Someone who's always in blame, and you see it, I mean, I've seen this with famous sports people. They're blaming their team. They're blaming their coach. They're blaming that. They're out pretty dang quick. They've always got an excuse why they didn't. The best coaches, you watch them get interviewed after a sporting scenario, and they say, what happened? Well, we didn't win. Well, we didn't play well enough. That's why we didn't win. They're taking responsibility for it. See, they're getting above that point of power and making sure that they're actually not blaming, not an excuse, and not in denial about what's going on. So take a look at where you may be using these. And again, you might not be using any of them. However, human nature as it is, sometimes we fall into the trap of using these three, okay? And if you are, again, it's not about being perfect. If you are using them, okay, you're using them. Acknowledge it, recognize it, and move above the point, okay? So what are the three things above the point of power? Responsibility, accountability, and ownership. Responsible, accountable, and taking ownership. You see, If you take a look at it, you know, you've got your own ship and you've now got the OAR to paddle it. See, OAR, O-A-R, ownership, accountable, responsible. Let's take a look at these three again and start to look at it. So the minimum point of success is responsible, okay? A person who is taking, who is at the responsibility level for life, they are responsible for their actions, responsible for their outcomes, willing to do the work on time, get the job done type thing. Someone who's at the responsibility level is going to do well at keeping a job, do well at doing the things. They're not going to excel at it, but they're going to do well at those sorts of things. And it's the challenge is for that person who's at the responsible level, which, by the way, is great, just so you're aware. You're above the denial, excuse, and blame people. The person at responsible is going to be fantastic at doing the job, getting the job done, always making sure things get done on time. They're taking responsibility for the way the world works. They take responsibility for what's going on in the world. They realize that, you know, you get back what you give out. They take responsibility. It's a great thing. Now, as a parent, what are you trying to help your kids do? You're trying to help your kids get to a point of taking responsibility. As a parent, you're moving your kid up to these levels, I guess, is probably one of the key things. As a business person, you're taking your staff through these levels. You got to go there first, of course, but you'll get other people there with you. So as a human being, when we reach that level of responsibility, now we are starting to perform. Now we're starting to get there. When you take responsibility for your own finances, when you take responsibility for your own health, when you take responsibility for your own relationships, for your life, for your family, when you take responsibility for it all, you now start to realize, hey, if I'm responsible for it, I can change it. See, below that point, blame, excuse, denial, you can't fix your life because it's someone else's fault. There's always a reason why. It's not even really happening. The moment you get to responsibility in life, all of a sudden now you're sitting there going, hey, if I'm responsible for this happening, I'm also capable of changing this scenario, which is a great realization for a lot of people. Okay, now, here I am at the point of power. I'm at responsible level. We want people to move up to accountability. See, responsible is for getting the job done. Accountable is for the end result of the job. If I'm responsible for being a parent, then I make sure the kid's fed, I make sure the kid's clothed, that sort of thing. If I'm accountable, then I'm also making sure they're doing a good job. I'm also making sure that they're becoming good people. I'm accountable for it. Responsible for my finances, I'm probably going to be making sure the bills are paid. Accountable for it, I'm going to start building wealth. Okay, accountable for my relationships, I'm going to start making sure I'm building the relationships. I'm proactively getting results for it. I'm not just making sure that I maintain the relationship. So there's a difference between responsible and accountable, which is doing what's needed versus starting to take account and growing what's needed, getting it better, making it more exciting, making better performance, helping you grow, helping others grow around you. You're accountable for the way it ends. See, someone who's accountable will make sure everyone else is having a great time. Someone who's accountable won't just be having a great time. They'll make sure they're having a great time and everybody else is having a great time. So accountability is that level. Now, in a career, accountability means you start getting promotions. In a career, accountability means you become the boss, not just one of the team members. A team member in your job, yeah, you can have a job with responsibility. You can't have a job with, you can't be accountable. If you can't move up the ladder until you're willing to accept accountability. You want to be a business owner? Hey, dang, you better be accountable. You cannot be a business owner just responsible. You got to be accountable for this stuff. So is moving your mindset into accountability, being willing to held to account, being willing to be held to performance standards, is that part of the growth in life? Abso-dang-lutely it is. That's a very big part of becoming successful in life is being willing to be held to account. Hey, I hit my numbers. Hey, I made the goal happen. And you got to hold yourself accountable. That's the first and foremost person you got to hold to account. You know, yes, you can hire other people to hold you to account. That's what business coaching is. It's what personal trainers are. It's what life coaching is all about. It's all of those sorts of things. However, as you want to get to ultimate success, you got to move up the ladder and not just have people holding you to account, but you holding you to account and you holding other people to account. And that starts the move to the top rung of the point of power where we take ownership. See, responsibility for your life is one thing. Accountability for your life is the next level. Ownership of your life is where you stand and you know very clearly, if it is to be, it is up to me. If it's going to happen, for things to change in my life, the first person that has to change is me. For my life to get better, I have to be in ownership. That's all it is. You cannot take life to the ultimate point of power if you are not willing to take ownership for what's going on in your life and what will happen in your life. If things are going to change, first you must change. There's no other way to put it. It's very blunt. It's very straight to the point. But you got to take ownership of your life, and you got to be in charge of your life. There's no one to blame, no excuses, no one out there that's going to help you. You've got to sit back and say, if I am to make this a reality, if these dreams, goals, plans are all to happen, I got to do it. Yeah, we can build a team. Yes, we can have other people helping us. Absolutely, that's part of it. But without us taking ownership, without you taking ownership for your life, plan it that highest point, it's not going to happen at the level you want it to. You know, we all know, and I'm sure you know some people who, they play below the point. They think that they should have success. It's always someone else's fault. People, the world owes them a living. It's not going to happen. It just isn't. No, the world doesn't owe us anything. The world owes us the same opportunities it gave everyone else. If you work hard, you do good, you learn a bunch, you can succeed the same way everybody else has. No one owes you an education. No one owes you a living. No one owes you any dang thing. The world owes you one thing, opportunity, and it's there. It's there for you. It's there for me. It's there for everybody. Everyone can take advantage of that opportunity should they choose to take ownership, take accountability, take responsibility for themselves, their team, their family, whoever is on your team. Let's take accountability and responsibility. Let's build that team. Work with people who take ownership. Hang out with people who take ownership. Now, that's the world that we want to live in. 30X doesn't happen by playing below that point. 30X doesn't happen. I can tell you a simple story. I've watched many people over the years succeed, and I've watched some succeed and then fail again, and succeed and then fail again. You know, they succeed because they work real hard. And they fail because, well, somewhere in along the process, they fall below that point. Oh, if you know people that play below that point, you understand exactly why they're not succeeding. If you're like me, you fall below the point sometimes too. Sometimes I find someone to blame. Sometimes I find an excuse. Sometimes I play below that point. As fast as I can get out of it, though, that's what makes the difference. Playing above that point is more often than not the success factor that everyone needs. Keeping our mindset above that. Drawing this up on the wall, putting it up on your wall, and having it sitting there for your family, for your friends, for yourself. Making certain that you play above that point. Hold yourself to a higher standard than the average citizen plays. Hold yourself to a standard of ownership, accountability, and responsibility so that you get the results you want to get in your life, in your wealth, in your relationships, in your health, in your business. Taking responsibility, accountability, and ownership for your life, it's a big step. It really is. And I know for some people it's like, man, so what I've got to do now is actually admit that I've been in denial about a couple of things, admit that I've been using excuses, admit that I've been playing blame games. Yeah, kind of that's what some people are doing right now. Others are saying, you know what, I've been at responsibility, I need to step it up to accountability, or I've been at accountability, but I need to step it up to real ownership. If it is going to happen, I'm going to make it happen. And that's really a simple success factor, but it's not really that simple. You see, sometimes we're going to have learning experiences. Sometimes we're not going to succeed straight off the cuff. Sometimes you're going to have to go back and play again and call for a rematch, you know. I think that to be really playing above that point, you can't play wimp and play above the point. You just can't. You can't wimp out and go, oh, well, you know, it's woe is me and why is it my, you know, who did this to me and stuff. No. That just doesn't cut it in my world. You want 30X, you want high-level success, we're going to play above that. So, power mode. This is a mode where you're powerful, where you're doing what you need to do, where you're achieving what you need to achieve, where you're creating the results that you want to create for you, your friends, your family, your business, the people around you. Power mode comes when you decide to be in power mode. Power mode comes when you make the decision to step up and play above that point. And it is a decision. It really is a decision. And it's not a decision that happens once. It's like the old saying of, you know, you got to pay the rent of success every single day. You have to wake up every day and pay the rent again to be successful. It's not going to magically be successful because you did work one time. The same is true for ownership, accountability, and responsibility. Every day we got to wake up and take that for our own position in life. We got to take accountability, take responsibility, and make sure we hold ourselves to that higher standard. That, my friends, is what 30X is all about. A different set of standards to what the average citizen has. If you want to have more than the average citizen, if you want to experience more than the average person, if you want to have a life that others go, wow, how is all that stuff happening for you? Then you got to live from a different position to everybody else. You got to think in a different way to everybody else. You got to be willing to play at a level that other people just aren't willing to play at. And that's ultimately what the point of power is about. The point of power is about you standing in your own power, you being powerful at times, able to take action, able to do the things you know you want to do, need to do to get to the results you want to have. To get to it, we got to take ownership. So let's spend a couple of minutes on ownership and finish out there. The word ownership. Ownership. Got it? You're in charge. It's your ship. You're the captain of this thing. As the captain of your life, you get to determine what it is that you will do, won't do. You get to determine where you head, where you don't head, what direction you take, what it is. Now, I'm going to lay something down to you right now, and it's not easy for a lot of people to take. You are right now where you've chosen to be. Where you're at financially, where you're at in relationships, where you're at in health, you are right where you have chosen to be. It's not easy to take sometimes, but it's a realization that we have to make. I have made decisions that have led me to this point. Now, here's the thing. When life is great, people are like, yep, that's correct. I made decisions that got me to this point. When life's not going so great, people are like, but hang on, Brad, you don't know my situation. You don't understand, Brad. This happened to me, and this happened to me, and this happened to me, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened. And I will state it clearly again. You are right now where you chose to be. Now, are there certain calamities that have happened in the world? Are there certain things that go on that you sit there and go, but Brad, I had no control over this aircraft crash? You're probably right. Okay, there are certain situations, maybe 0.25% of the time, where you're not where you chose to be. We in life have to accept ownership to the level where we accept ownership of the negatives if we want the positives. We have to accept accountability for the negatives if we want the positives. And we have to take responsibility for the negatives if we want to move to the positives. We can't get the positives unless we're willing to own the negatives as well. Unless we're willing to confront the negatives, deal with the negatives, get out of denial, stop blame, stop excuses. Unless you are willing to admit to the fact that you own where you're at, it's impossible to move forward. The day you own where you're at, positive, negative, great, down, up, everything, the day you admit to that, the day you take accountability, ownership, and responsibility for that, is the day that progress is now yours. Ownership, accountability, and responsibility for all the positives in the world is great. But not having them for the negatives is a killer. Absolute killer. So take a level of ownership that almost nobody is willing to take. Own the fact that anything that happened in your life has happened. Own it. Let it go. Move on. And let's start charging forward. You want to be in a point of power? Accept where you're at, know where you're going, and we're going to get there. Ownership, accountability, and responsibility are the keys to you being in your power and achieving great things in life. Taking ownership for where I'm at right now, Brilliant. I got it. I own where I'm at right now. I know where I'm at. I'm accountable for getting here. I was responsible for getting to this position, but I make the decision to change. I'm going to change. That's your mantra. Be ownership, be accountable, be responsible. If you take that on, you are ready to beat 30X. Sit down and examine life based on today's information. See where you need to make a shift. See where you need to make a change. Maybe you need to share this video with a couple other people as well. Anyway, that's 30X today. We'll be back with day 6 tomorrow. Tune in. 30 minutes tomorrow. We're going to have some more fun. Bye for now.